Good morning, I'm Paul Quay, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm covering off the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Tuesday, the 2nd of April. Firstly, in Indonesia, the Prabowo Subianto campaign complained to the Election Commission that it has uncovered irregularities affecting 9% of voters, which is about 17.5 million voters in the election rolls. The anomalies include errors in the dates of birth, duplication in identity cards as well. Mr. Hashim, the media director of the opposition campaign team, said, "We demand this be resolved as quickly as possible. Unless we obtain satisfactory answers, there is a clear possibility that we will go to the Constitutional Court." The Election Commission is expected to address the Pro Camp's concerns quickly. Indonesia's voters list issues have been problematic for some time, due partly to the dysfunctionality between different authorities overseeing the data. The opposition camp's concerns raise the likelihood that the legitimacy of the outcome of the April 17 elections will be questioned by the opposition. In 2014, the Constitutional Court rejected an attempt by Prabowo to overturn his loss in the election over claims that elections were tainted by cheating. Pre-elections show Widodo commands a comfortable lead over his rival. Prabowo's actions are perhaps laying the path for him to challenge what is becoming a clearly evident impending loss. In Thailand, Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha defended the Election Commission of Thailand yesterday and said, quote, "There should be no more disorder. The Election Commission has already given explanations. Please listen to them," end quote. Prayut defended the Election Commission after campaigns were launched to impeach its commissioners over alleged election irregularities. Yesterday, in a worrying sign for peace and order in Thailand, a motorcyclist torched a car owned by an activist campaigning for the impeachment of the Election Commission. At present, protests against the Election Commission do remain minimal, but they could gain ground should major personalities or parties increase efforts to promote the rallies. The Commission is set to announce the official full results of the March 24 general election on May the 9th. In the Philippines, presidential spokesperson Salvador Panela confirmed yesterday that over 600 Chinese vessels were seen near the Manila-held Tipu Islands in the Spratly Archipelago from January to March 2019. Philippine soldiers have been repairing the runway on the island. Panela said a diplomatic protest has been filed with the Chinese embassy. The announcement came on the same day the 35th annual Balikatan, US, Philippines, Australian military exercises kicked off. The presence of the Chinese ships near the Tidu Islands is likely to continue. President Duterte has chosen to downplay the Philippines' maritime dispute with China as it pursued improved economic ties with the regional power and the world's second largest economy. Also in the Philippines, a Philippine Army soldier was hurt after soldiers clashed with more than 20 New People's Army rebels in Barangay Village in Quintin Remo, Moises Pilita town in the Negros Occidental province in central Philippines. The army is still verifying information that about 14 communist rebels were either killed or injured. More than 1,700 people in the area were also evacuated after the gunfight. Clashes with the NPA rebels are likely to increase after President Duterte ended the peace talks and, quote, said, "with finality," end quote, with the communist rebels. Clients in the Philippines are advised to exercise high caution in communist hotbeds in the Philippines. These hotbeds include the Cagayan region in northern Luzon, the Bicol region in southern Luzon, the Negros Islands, and Samar Island in the Visayas, as well as parts of northern, central, and southern Mindanao. In China, at least 30 firefighters died battling a fire in remote areas in southwest China's Sichuan province on March 31. Authorities deployed almost 700 fighters to tackle the fires on March 30. A separate forest fire that lasted 2 days in the northern province of Jiangxi was brought under control on March 31. Almost 3,000 firefighters doused another forest fire in the outskirts of Beijing on the same day. Authorities have warned that warmer temperatures have raised the risk of forest fires in the north of China. Forest fire in northeast Heilongjiang province killed 119 people and injured 102 others and left 51,000 people homeless. in May 1987. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about the depth and value of our Asia-Pacific and our South Asia operational risk management memberships. Thank you.